things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Everything. These are clay-lined tunnels, and so they're stinky and squishy. You're not seeing, smelling any strong. All right. Pause for child recovery. Wait, are we good? We're good. Okay. Anyway.
He's bonked his noggin.
Yeah. Just a thumb. Oh snap. So yeah, it's just pretty nasty, like it's gonna take you a week of bathing to get clean after this, and that's for someone who's not really that concerned about being clean. So
I look down at it and I go,
we are back on. So you guys walking through the sewers, and you come into the tunnel begins to widen, and you come into an open area, which Hector identified as being very weird, right, that there was an open area. And you said that you were darting right in?
I would, yeah, probably. I'd probably go up and look through and then step in.
Okay, make me a perception check.
19.
All right, give me just 1 second here. Okay, you look to the right end, to the, like you check out both, and you see in the flickering torchlight two humanoid shapes approaching from either side. A humanoid shape approaching from either side. Yep, exactly. So initiatives, please.
Awesome.
Crap.
That's mine, too.
Well, I need to know the exact number.
I'm kidding. I don't think anyone has 30F
at this
point.
Maybe nice.
John Gillis.
I told you, awesome.
What is yours?
A guy I play with in the other game. When we asked for initiative count, he said, just write mine down as gay.
Okay, Smith.
That's me. Sorry. Yeah.
Smith.
I forgot. 8. I'm here.
Just write mine down as gay.
Yeah.
7.
I don't know.
Sexual
industry.
Hector.
20.
And Yusilbria. Brilla. Yusilbrilla. Yeah.
8 plus 1 modifier.
Okay, what's your init modifier, Smith? 0? Okay.
Can I have an aside real quick?
Yeah.
I heard this really funny comedian last night, and he's talking about when people say that's gay. He said, this friend of mine called and said, all right, I'm going to say something, it's going to sound really gay. He's like, are you sitting on another man's penis? I was like, no, it's probably not that gay. Sorry, he was talking about how it...
Okay, Hector, you're first.
That's your mind.
They're each about 10 feet away.
All right, well, I'm going to... The hole's like here that we're standing in, right?
Yep.
I'm taking over here.
Okay, so
on the left, the one on the left.
All right, well, you have to make a 90-degree turn to the left, immediately to the left.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, you go to the one on the left.
18.
That'll hit.
I can yell. I can talk.
Oh yeah, free action.
I'm yelling at him. What is it? What do you see?
There's something over here.
It's in the flickering torchlight. You're going to have to make me a perception check to be able to.
To say there's something?
You saw there was something, you didn't see what it was.
That's what you just said, there's something over there.
I said there's something.
Right. I'm just letting you know, sorry.
Yeah. At this point, I'm down here to dispatch whatever's down here, so I don't care.
Okay.
I got 8 points of damage.
Okay. Your sword, cuts into it, and it feels...
Was he...
Sort of like the same kind of flesh you were attacking last night, but you can't be completely sure. Okay, Yusilbrilla, you're up.
Can I see these things?
You are still in the tunnel.
Okay.
So no.
You heard me yell.
So
there's
I'm
something
gonna,
out
can
here.
Can I step in?
You can move up. It's going to take one full movement for you to get into... the room because you were back in the order.
Okay, yeah, I just want to kind of like, yeah.
She was
20
feet back, 2 guardsmen and you, so.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so you're in there and you can see there are 2 shapes.
Okay.
And you still have a standard.
Oh,
action.
Do
I?
Okay.
Yeah.
Black would like to cast light on his torch on her turn.
Okay.
I
cast light on the torch.
Would like
well,
to just...
Light. That's what she said.
Maybe that was just enough to douse it.
Sorry, let me do
this. And it's super well and it's...
Yeah.
It's light, not just porch lights.
Yeah.
I would like to cast acidic ray.
Okay.
I don't really know how that works, though. Sorry, this is kind
what
of weird
it?
For me.
It's one of her special acidic ray.
I heard acidic ray.
Acidic ray deals 1d6 points of acidic damage. Plus 1 for every 2.
Yeah, so
it's 1d6.
It's 1d6 plus 1.
Okay.
Wait, can I see the book real
Sorry.
Quick?
Yes.
I want to determine if this is going
Change.
To...
Because they couldn't participate, they were hesitant to participate in religion as a female. The craziest.
You'll need to make me a fortitude, or a willpower save.
Okay.
It's DC 15.
Okay. Yeah, I made it.
Okay. Yeah, it will be an acidic ray. It's a touch attack.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a range touch.
It'd be a acidic ray.
Oh, and that was like a ray of like acid.
Yeah, but you have
to
hit
touch
them. No, ranged touch.
Oh, ranged, okay.
Yeah, you have to aim for them. So like they don't get a saving throw to avoid it. They,
okay.
So just it's a d20 plus your base attack bonus, which is 0, plus 1, which is your size modifier.
Okay.
D20 plus your dex.
Okay.
Which is plus 2.
18.
Yes. Were you attacking the one that he was, or were you attacking the other one?
The other one.
Okay, you hit. What's the damage?
Plus 1. 4.
Okay.
I was going to say death.
What?
Does it have any effects that linger beyond the first?
I don't think so.
Music skull. Wow.
I'm not for sure. I'll have to look it up. If someone else by that definition.
Just the damage.
I mean, by this, it doesn't say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll double
look
check.
Up the spell.
Yeah, the gnome moves up and just shoots her hand out, and like this greenish ichor shoots out of her hand and slams into the thing's chest. Okay. Smith, you're up.
I'm dreaming a white Christmas.
I'm in the back, so I will hold my action, I guess.
All right, action is held. You can move through allied spaces, no problem. Your movement can get you into the room.
I can move 30
yep.
feet. No, I'm good.
Okay, you're going to hold. Let me know when you'd like to go. If you do not end up acting this round, it's an action called refocusing, where your original initiative gets 10 added to it, and you act on that count at the start of the next round. So, Lita, you're up.
Okay. Can I see well enough to see if they have eyes?
You can't see. You're in the zone.
Well,
you know that there's some attacking going on.
Are we just going to say she cast glow?
It's not her
light
not
on her.
Not her turn yet.
But she didn't roll an initiative.
All right, roll an init 4, please. Sorry about that.
4 plus 5.
All right, then, Lita, you're still up first.
Okay. It's not under the spell's list, so is it just kind of like a...
It's just it's an aberrant power. It's not a natural spell.
She got 9, okay. We had 8.
That's what I was thinking.
So then 9.
She got 5.
Oh, there's a 9. I apologize.
5.
I'm sorry, I'll keep my
If you move forward, you'll be able to see, see the 2. All
right, well, I'll move forward.
You can see them. There are 2 of them.
Okay.
They're both injured.
Can I see well enough to see if they have eyes?
Make me a perception check. Because you haven't made one yet for them.
20.
You see not only that they have eyes, but there are 2 more of them deeper into the room.
Fantastic.
That no one else has spotted yet.
Okay. So I'm going to yell 2 more and kind of just with one hand point to the other.
Yep.
And I've had my whip ready the whole time. I'm going to whip the water in front of the one... the one that she attacked, and hopefully some of the slushy poo water will get in her eyes.
Okay, make a ranged touch attack on the water.
Slushy poo water. Yes.
Slushy poo water in your eyes.
That would be 16.
You definitely hit the water. Roll. Good lord, how am I going to resolve this?
I mean, should we just do...
Roll the damage with the whip.
Okay.
Whatever the whip's damage die is, plus your strength modifier, just roll that.
3.
Okay. the water splashes up, and the thing goes to move out of the way. I'm going to say it's a DC 15. That's a pretty standard DC to...
Yeah.
And 16. So the water splashes it, and it just sort of goes, and nothing happens.
Okay.
It now smells a little bit worse than it did before. Yes.
So, is it safe to assume that these are the undead we've been fighting?
Knowledge religion.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, you can't see them, actually. You're still in the tunnel. Would you like to act now?
Yes, but 16.
Okay, you move. Or so are you moving forward? So you're able to see them.
No.
Then you can't make.
What I'm gonna do?
Okay.
Is pick up some. What is it? Some poo water. What kind of poo water?
Yeah, slimy poo.
Slimy poo water.
Uh huh.
You're going to pick it up.
Just let her out.
Is there any sort of receptacle floating by?
Receptacle.
Roll me a luck check.
That's fantastic.
3 dice, 6.
Okay,
six,
so the funny thing is, I actually thought about throwing poo water.
6-6, oh!
6-6-1, even the
biscuit.
Hard way.
Anyway, I'm gonna... What am I wearing? I'm wearing my guard uniform, right?
Yes, you are.
Is there any part of leather that will hold water for any period of time?
If you reach down and wish to scoop up water, you're wearing, like, leather gloves. You can grab a handful of...
And do I need my hands to cast the spell?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to dump out my water skin. No!
Okay.
I don't have to.
All right, remember, you're 15 feet away from the entrance right now. You cannot see whatever they're attacking.
I know, but they're attacking something.
No, I'm just making sure you know the arrangement.
I want to do this the way I want to do it. I don't want to waste my water doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
But as a cleric, you can create water, can't you?
It's not my spell.
You can prepare it, though.
I didn't prepare it, people. Just let me think. Shit! I'm going to take off my boot.
That's a move action.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
And can I scoop water and take off my boot?
Yes, it's two move actions.
And I'm going to cast...
No, that's two...
You are a piece of work.
It's two actions. If it's a move action to get something out of your pack, then it is a move action to remove
my
boot.
My boot... I'm not getting anything in my pack.
I'm just saying, I'm giving you
an equivalency. When my boot comes off, can it just fall into the sludge and I pick it up as one swift move?
You...
Is the sludge deep enough that as she pulls her foot out, it'll fill the boot?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to cast Bless Water.
You now have a boot full of holy slimy poo water.
Thank you.
It's glowing slightly. Although the angels that are singing sound slightly nauseated. Right.
That's gross.
All right. And Black casts light upon what now?
She's at a torch.
Her torch.
She has a torch that is
his
now
torch.
Glowing.
His
torch is now glowing with a radiant light, so the entire area is now much more evenly lit.
Right.
And he's probably going to move forward.
Well,
at
yeah,
point
to
too.
The entry, I'm sure.
Okay, so he moves forward
with the
past past Yasobrola into the room. Okay.
And from this point forward, he is inspiring light.
Well, no, now it's just a shining light.
He was making the bard
sunshine. Alright, so yeah, when he moves in, you can clearly see these things now. And they do look similar to the ones that you were fighting before, but they are subtly different. Like, somehow they've matured a little bit.
Oh crap!
Like,
I knew it.
Like they don't look as squishy as they were before, but they still look pretty slimy and disgusting. There's one standing next to you. There's one only about 10 feet away from you, and then there are two more that are about 20 feet away from Black, and they all lurch towards you. The one that's on you, Hector. Reaches out with a green, you know, encrusted claw and goes to slash at you. Let's see, that is a 9 that is going to completely and terribly miss. The one lurches forward towards you.
Uh-oh.
And it hits with a 14. Okay.
Yep. Oh, geez.
8 points of damage. You have 7 hit points, right?
Yeah.
She drops.
Fantastic.
Am I dead?
No.
You're -1.
It's not my turn.
I don't know how it works.
In Pathfinder, you are not dead until you hit your negative constitution score, which for you is 12. So,
okay.
Basically, you're unconscious
right,
now.
Just write it in there.
You're unconscious and you're prone.
Minus
I'm
one.
Going to say that you landed in such a way that your face didn't
not
fall
drowning.
Below the muck, so you're not going to drown
casting
immediately.
Casting move action, isn't it?
Yes, casting is a standard action.
So I can...
You can move and cast.
Okay.
And unless someone makes a heal check on you to stabilize you, or casts a healing spell upon you, you're going to keep losing 1 hit point every round unless you stabilize on your own.
Okay.
On your next initiative count, you'll roll a d10.
Mm-hmm.
On a 1, you stabilize at that level and stop losing hit points.
Okay.
That's assuming that nothing else attacks you.
Attacks me, okay.
Additionally... beyond that, I need you to make me a fortitude save.
Mm.
Okay. Oh my gosh. 5?
Okay. Cool. Alright, you've made you rolled the save. You don't.
Stop searching.
You get no more
okay.
information beyond that.
Okay.
Okay, and then the other two move towards Black. So, an attack from each of them.
Even though she's in the opening of the tunnel?
She moved.
To the opening.
Yeah.
The opening.
The room is not that big. The entire...
She's still in the tunnel of the opening, though.
She's right at the opening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture the whole situation.
It. Yeah. It's just a square room, an opening here. You also see that there's an opening up here and an opening over here. There's you, zombie... Her, zombie, Black, zombie, they're moving.
Okay.
So, they're moving both towards her. The first one gets a 23.
Yeah, that hits.
10 points of damage.
She's out.
Yeah, well, yeah, because she was down one.
No, she would have healed that up as she slept.
Well, that's true. She did sleep, yeah.
She's at zero. She's at zero.
All right, she's staggered right now, so she can take a standard action, but unless she makes a fortitude save...
What? He.
Sorry, he. He's staggered. He can take a standard action where he can move. If he does anything strenuous, like casting a spell, unless it's a heal upon himself... Then he'll immediately drop to -1 hit point.
You people. You're spellcasters.
But the other zombie is attacking.
And I can only cast one spell.
Yes. 15.
That hits.
Okay.
Just barely.
7 points of damage.
Okay. She's at -7.
Okay. So what's your con value? I've got that here.
14.
14.
Okay.
So she slumps to the floor.
What is she?
She also falls down into the muck.
He slumps to the floor.
Is he a wizard?
Sorry.
No, he's a cleric.
Okay.
Okay, the other two guards immediately move into the space. One of them goes right up to the first of the zombies that hit Black and swings with his sword. The other one moves up and attempts to make a heal check on Black.
Sweet.
So we'll do the attack first. And that is, he rolls a 14, and that is enough to hit.
Good to know.
And he's got a long sword, so he does a pretty decent hit. It looks like it seems like he took as much out of the zombie as you did. And then the other one makes a heal check on Black. Heal check, just so you know, is a DC 15 to stabilize. And... gets a 4. Black loses a hit point.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was bad enough that he poked around too much and, like, spread the wound a little more, so mark him down another hit point, please.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Hector, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
That's one down, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first.
I'm going to swing on the zombie.
Okay.
Or on the thing.
You can pretty much ascertain that it's a zombie right now.
That's a 20.
That
so
hits for sure.
So that's...
points.
Yeah.
I do.
That's 12 points of damage.
You cut deeply into it, and it begins to drop. With your last swing, it seems like you rupture something inside of it, and this blackish-green ichor sprays out on you, and you need to make a fortitude save.
Hey, what's with all this ichor?
17.
Okay. Alright,
Luckily your mouth is closed.
Yasobrula, roll me a d10, please. 7. You lose a hit point.
Okay.
Alright, Lita.
So is this one in front of me done then?
Done.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to attempt a heal check, because I was right behind her.
Yep.
I'm going to attempt a heal on her.
Okay.
Yay!
Do so.
What are you? A rogue?
Yeah.
Heal is just a skill.
Oh, I forgot.
Mundane heal check. He's just trying to bind up her wounds.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, 8.
Okay, you don't heal, you know, stabilize her, but you also don't do any more damage. Okay, Smith.
Can I cast a spell and do a check in the same?
They're both standard actions,
okay.
So no.
Then I'm going to cast stabilize on Black.
So you move up and cast stabilize? Okay. She moves up and good lord, I'm bad at this. He moves up and casts a spell. The zombies are not within range, so Black is now stabilized. He's not going to lose any more hit points unless he gets attacked again.
Can you target one?
Okay, so Black is just there, down and down, and zombies. The two that are near Black make attacks on the two guards that are right there because they're the, you know, they're the main things. So the first one gets a 10 and misses. The second one gets an 11 and misses.
I was
going to
cast you and then she's too late. I don't care.
The one next to Yasobrula attacks you. And gets a...
I know. Of course, it's all happened. That's okay.
Gets a 22.
Yeah.
Okay. 9 points of damage.
All right, I'm down.
All right, you're down. Make a fortitude save, please.
Okay. 2.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's see. That brings up the two guards, and they both swing on the zombies in front of them. The first one hits and does enough to drop that zombie, and again that black nastiness sprays out. Black is going to need to make a fortitude save.
She's stabilized. He's stabilized.
Black is going to need to make a fortitude save from the muck hitting it from the zombie's chest enclosure.
17.
Okay. And the guard makes a fortitude save. All right. And then the other guard attacks his zombie and misses. All right, Hector. The zombie in front of you is dead. There is the one attacking that just dropped Lita, which has been hit by her acid. And then there's the other one by the second of the guards.
Whichever one's closest to him is the next one that I'm going to.
That one. Next
Jewish
to
acid one.
That's 19, so I need to confirm.
No, you can't crit on zombies unless you're calling a shot.
And I imagine it hits, or 19 plus.
It definitely hits, yeah.
So it's a 24. You got 7 points.
Okay. It is still standing, but barely.
All right. In my move action, I'm going to kick it then.
All right, yeah, Silverla, make me a check.
Nice. All right,
you lose another hit point. Lita, make
me
a check.
Don't worry.
Okay.
No, I'm 10.
Yep, you need 1.
7.
Oh,
nope, you lose
a way.
What are you at?
I'm at -2.
-3.
Smith, I'm afraid I skipped you last turn.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Because I went from Lita right to black.
No, I...
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You stabilized. Okay, so you're standing there. It's your turn. I forgot about stabilization. And you have a boot full of holy monkey water.
Yeah.
You could probably throw it as a... That wouldn't be an attack, would it?
Yeah,
would. If I throw it, I can't stabilize anyone. I'm the only one that can get rid of them for... Oh, I can't think.
If you kill zombies,
yeah,
then you can stabilize.
So I'm by black.
Uh-huh. Black stabilized.
And that's the one that he just hit.
I don't know which one I just hit.
You get the one by black.
No, the one you're leading.
Oh.
Right.
You can move to the one... You can move to Lita or Yasovala.
I'll throw the holy water on the one by black.
Okay, make me a, just roll a d20 and add your base attack bonus and your dexterity modifier. You're only trying...
10.
Okay, it's just a range target.
I don't
10.
Have either, that's why I left.
Okay, that's fine. It's, let's see, armor class...
Base
attack
bonus 0.
It's touch 0. Is a 10.
Nice. Do I hit?
Yeah, you hit it. Cool. Roll a d6. 3. Okay, you... The muck splashes on it and begins to sizzle and burn.
So is it kind of like acid damage?
A little bit, yeah.
Will it continue to take damage?
It looks like it takes more damage than you think you dealt. Like,
will knowledge religion help me at all in this?
It did double damage.
Oh. Bless me some muck.
If you'd like to roll knowledge religion for an additional piece of information, though.
Days undead.
Days undead. I take a burning sun.
I got. Where I can't even find it. 6.
You got a negative check.
Yeah,
Black has been stabilized. There is a zombie next to you who is a little bit upset about having holy water splashed on it.
I'm gonna die too. FYI's.
That is a 15 to hit. Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Aren't you wearing armor?
Wait, hold on. Yes, it still hits. Yeah.
Okay, 9 points of damage.
I'm still alive.
Make me a fortitude save, please.
I might not be alive. Is that d20?
Yeah.
9.
Plus your fortitude.
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay.
9.
All right, cool.
I'm still alive. He doesn't tell us
I'm going to have to kill the entire party.
Yep. We're all going to turn into zombies and kill you.
And bring it.
That's a short-lived campaign.
That was a nice campaign.
All right.
Gosh, this feels like a
zombies. Oh yeah, and then
what was the name of that?
Deadlands.
Deadlands.
And then the one next to you,
or the
gets an 8, completely misses.
The 4 like giant velociraptors.
Oh. That was just a badly balanced.
An evil campaign.
This one.
This sounds like the dude that kicked our ass with a pickaxe.
and we had shotguns.
He was like, oh.
He was nasty, man.
I think I used to fight one of those.
Yeah. Well, I just double checked. These things are this is a balanced encounter for your guys' level.
We're
so
just
we're just yeah. I have made some missteps in the past. I freely admit. Wait. You guys are all third level, and these things are all CR3. That means that I can do four of them. This is not fourth edition. That was a bad idea.
You think?
And it completely almost killed all of us.
That was
disembowel! Disembowel! Oh my god!
We're gonna have like a claw, bite, kick or something.
Yeah,
it's
like
claw, bite, kick,
headbutt.
Claw, bite, kick, kill your firstborn. You go back in time, kill your parents.
Claw, kick, donkey punch.
Yeah, I think the one probably was like one spell swoop of its claws.
Yeah.
Claw, bite, donkey punch.
I don't think I know what that means.
You don't want to know.
Do I want to know?
Not really. No, you really don't.
Oh.
You really don't.
We'll look it up on the internet.
No,
okay.
We won't. No, we won't.
Okay, the other guard moves over to the one that that you threw the holy water at.
Yeah.
Oh, there's still two guards right there. He gets around to a flanking position.
Surely there is.
With the other guard.
Oh, not with me?
That'd be a pretty hilarious video.
And he hits. Oh, that's a D6. I need to roll a D8. And
is that when you do something? You punch him when you're dead? That
he sort hits, of. And the other guard, other guard seems to miss in a very, very dramatic fashion.
Oh, so it misses
other,
epically.
And then misses. No.
God,
that's
pretty
terrible. That's a 91.
And he's
the other guard. The other guard pulls his groin. Like he overextends when he's trying to.
So he got donkey punched. Great.
He fails his fortitude save, so he is
stunned for four rounds.
To finish.
To get ready to finish, he goes wham! And
punches
that makes
back
the girl tight, you know, like, oh,
she clenches and.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Just like tickle her or something. You punch her in the head.
There's an absolutely horrible. It's on the Netflix Instant Key if you want. It's like a horror thriller movie called Donkey Punch. Where it's like in Europe and these guys are out.
We gotta watch that on Netflix tonight.
It's like these British colleagues and they're out on a boat with these guys they just met. Someone tells this kid about the Donkey Punch. And he does it and he kills the chick by mistake. And yeah.
Okay,
it's,
so it's what? It's dual damage.
It's bad.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
the
guard is stunned. The guard is stunned for two rounds.
I said fun watching like gay European porn together. Enjoy.
Alright, and Hector, you're up.
Well,
so there's the one still in front of me.
Looking pretty poorly.
No, just I'll never do it.
Okay, well then I'm gonna.
Alright. What the F?
We're protecting that gear in all sexual scenarios.
20 plus, I don't know.
You
hit,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm lame.
I'm wearing like a batting helmet with face masks.
That is max damage, so it's 13 points.
You hit, and again,
from now on.
Its body just seems to explode with this flash screen. That for 42 seconds, please.
That's a 16.
Okay. Alright, you sober low, make me a check, please.
Keep it on the table.
Is that, can I re-roll
that? Re-roll it.
Is it a 1?
Is it 3? You stabilize.
Awesome, what does that mean? Go to 0?
No.
No,
you stop losing hit points.
Oh. Yeah.
Your blood clotted.
Lita.
Your blood clotted over your wound.
Okay.
It clotted with sewage.
So.
No, you caught some of the holy water
sewage.
Yes.
It's not your turn.
Go for it.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm coming.
No, only
I'm coming
to combat only on your turn. It's your turn right now. You can always roll the check, but tell me.
I got a 22.
Okay, knowledge religion.
Tell me everything.
What are you trying to find out?
Can I ask two questions of a knowledge religion?
Try, and I'll probably say yes.
Cure light wounds.
Uh-huh.
Injure them.
The zombies, yes. That's all undead. That you, no religion check necessary for that.
Okay.
What was your other question?
I don't know.
Second was, can they die now?
The other thing that I didn't know after I threw the holy water acid stuff on them?
No.
This is retro knowledge.
When you said it's Bernie.
Right, it does holy damage to them.
Yeah, I know, but you said roll it for extra knowledge. Like,
no, that I said roll for extra knowledge earlier.
Oh.
Anyway.
It did double damage.
Oh,
don't forget to mark your
and
crit.
And are they getting stronger the longer they live?
you cannot really tell from just being in combat with them.
Okay.
You would mark a 20 because you got a 20.
No, I didn't.
No, she did.
I got.
But you said you got.
I got 22 after my bonfire.
Oh, yeah. Bad.
Okay. So, Smith, you've made your check. Are you doing anything else?
I thought it was like epic.
Yes.
It's time for another 20.
You're dying more, right?
No, she's saying he's dying.
Dying. Dying. Yeah. I'm going to cast.
They're all dying.
You need to move 2 lead if you're going to cast.
It's you and I who are like.
And the guards.
And the guards.
And the guards.
I can't
I
do much. Oh, well, I guess I haven't tried.
You can
all
heal right. Black because you're standing right by her.
There's still a zombie right there, right?
Yes.
But the other's flanking this way and I'm here or something.
You are 5 feet away. You're not right next to the zombie. They're not going to get a chance to hit you if you cast a spell or move.
I'm going to. Great axe.
Okay. So you're in a 5 foot step to the
yes.
zombie, standing over Black's body.
I'm straddling.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, roll.
She's not straddling. She puts a foot on her rib cage and presses.
Hit the ball. That's how it's done.
That's fine.
14.
Yeah, that hits.
Short.
Do you have a strength
Black.
Mark? No, you don't. Okay.
No. I got nothing. 5.
Okay.
What are you doing?
You hit,
what?
And the ichor sprays out. You, the guardsman, and Black all need to make fortitude saves.
We're all 19.
Okay.
21.
What is your class?
Cleric.
Cleric. So, and she's a cleric.
Cleric. Rogue. Fighter.
Okay. So that zombie is down, and then there's just the one next to Rita that you're next to. And Smith Black, that zombie.
I think my guy's on steroids.
Goes to attack you.
Bring it.
19.
Oh, that's exactly.
Okay, 7 points of damage.
Oh, pussy.
Make me fortitude save.
I got it. That's like a 23.
Okay, you make it.
7 points of damage.
I bathe in this.
I bring it.
I feel like I'm gonna play in the lecture room.
He's like,
okay.
Do you play there? No, but I know what you're
saying. And the two guards move over to where
the
you are.
Gonna pee and you're like right under the
and pipe. The first one hits.
No, cool.
And takes down the last zombie.
Wasn't that musical? Like,
you.
As a music
and
man, first time.
You and the two guards on the court.
Was it?
No,
Rita. Sorry.
Oh,
we got
to
go on.
Oh, we're going on.
You too. I get an experience.
We're going
point.
On.
I get another experience point.
Natural 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Just one experience point?
Well, 100 experience points. Okay.
Big click.
All right,
and by you, I mean your quarters.
What?
Like,
big click.
Oh.
The zombies are all down. And so are Ysobrilla and Black and. Let me take a look at how the healing works in Pathfinder, because you can always just channel positive
energy. She can channel energy, yeah.
And do a d6 of healing to everybody, but I want to make sure that it's going to bring them up as if they're from zero like it did in 4th edition, or if it
I'm pretty sure it does, but...
I think it does as well, but I just want to double check, so...
That's a class we chose.
And how does something that... That's, I don't know, that's stacked. That challenge rating for that's stacked.
Right?
Seemed like if they can do 9 points of damage in one swing.
Aura, cause, like, don't
CR
damage.
One cast with low,
really
low AC.
Dang.
You only need 12 to hit him.
Wow, well, that makes sense.
You know, one fighter with a strength bonus can hit.
Yeah,
right. You can then take one down. So,
that's right.
What a single AC.
Okay, so if you channel positive energy, everyone who is down automatically is at 6 hit points.
Why did I not do that during the battle?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because it would have dealt negative
it would've.
Damage at the end of it. Note to self.
Yep. All right,
I know.
Well, it's not 6, roll a d6 real quick.
6, it is
okay.
Six.
Nice job.
Ysobrilla and Black and...
Thank you very much.
And Lita are all at...
I need to do what I did on my other...
That's only one below me.
On my Fungar page, I put note to self rage at the top.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Channel energy.
But if Black channels energy,
it's negative.
It's going to heal zombies.
Yes.
And hurt us.
Unless she does some
until
kind
I
of.
I can get my focus.
Is she necromancer? What?
She's just chaotic evil.
Oh.
She's so evil.
But if she has if he has long enough to focus, he can single out.
I was in the building next to where it started, and I looked up at it, and I kind of got this little grin on my face, and I cast make water. And
it went, yeah, and I giggled
and
walked away.
He
just basically put it in.
So yeah, that's hilarious. He created water, like he was going to help put out the fire a little bit, and he just went splash.
That's like really he got funny. His water. Oh.
Okay, so everyone who was down in the muck, you're now standing up.
Covered in muck.
Oh, yeah. And
good thing I had holy muck in my boots.
You gained 6 hit points, right. Too. So,
I think I had holy muck in my boots.
Yes, your right foot is now a little squishy.
Left.
Left? Okay, left. Okay.
I have balance on my right leg.
Make me perception check, real quick.
Ooh.
18.
21.
18.
12.
Or 17.
19.
Anyone who got higher than a 20 notices that one of the four zombies is wearing the remnants of guardsman's armor and has a bandage around its arm.
Y'all, I think it's Michael.
I'm going to go over and cut his head off and take it with us.
Okay.
We need, and
I
then
like
I say,
I
won't say to everybody, we need to get back and kill that woman.
And I'm looking at you guys, and I'm getting ready to kill you.
I don't know who's going on here. I don't know who any of you are. I want to.
I say we go back.
Get out of the sewer.
Yeah, let's go back. Get out of the sewer.
Okay.
Let's get out of the sewer. I'm carrying Michael's.
Okay.
Head.
Okay. You guys get back out and. You know, you clamber through the
tunnels. Is there anything recognizable, like feature-wise?
He looks a little bit like Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know how.
Yeah, it's
a little more disgusting.
It's pretty grim. Who's carrying the?
I am.
The head. Okay, so
you guys
slog.
I'm dragging it.
Is it like Tropic Thunder? You're like,
no.
You guys slog through the muck and get out, and you crawl out first. And you've got this head up here, and you hear, and everyone sort of recoils. In horror, but you guys
and then
climb
they see
out
me follow it out,
and the rest of you all climb out, and they can see that you're all, you know, a little wounded, and so the
I'm going straight to Theron.
Can I run to the horse trough and like?
Well, actually, Theron, one hand is standing there.
Oh,
and he says, "What is that?"
That is our guard who had a small wound on his arm last night.
Ah, Michael.
Yes.
I say, kill the bitch.
He said, this does not bode well.
Indeed, and I kick her back down the sewer.
Or put her in a cage and study her. We'll put her in a cage and I'll just do knowledge religion like all day.
Well, you can go.
Yeah, I like it.
Are you going to suggest anything?
I would say we should, the woman that got bit,
mm-hmm.
It's not nice to kill people, so we need to contain her. And have people study her to learn
mercy.
And put her out of misery.
Study her to learn all we can about what's going on. The best way to defeat.
Theron.
You missed a lot while you were gone.
Theron turns around and looks directly at you and says, "We will be caging no one. However, your idea has merit."
I said contain, not cage.
He chose the word cage. He heard what he chose to hear.
What is he like? Lawful good.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Protect alignment.
Lawful good.
I can't. I can protect magic, but
if you wish to, he obviously sees your clerical garb. You know, he said, if you wish to examine her, you have my permission to do.
And how do I make sure my ass don't get bit?
Do you say it like that?
No, but
you did get. You got hit, anyway, by the zombie.
I said bit.
You have no idea if it's biting or you know nothing at this point in time.
I don't want to be eaten by a zombie is my point.
She's a human.
Right now.
Yes. You're wearing armor, are you not? Then examine her.
So with Michael.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
If it pleases you, of course.
By all means.
Okay.
Right, so you guys go. It's actually going to be a heal check, not knowledge religion.
Oh, maybe I could heal him and make her a zombie. Oh, that'd be nice. Aura?
I think it has that.
It's
going to make some more holy water.
Track your possibilities.
It's going to take a heal check to figure anything out.
Okay.
The possibility of the day is
as
green.
I go by the well, whoever's guarding it, I would like to ask if I need to have a ladle full to convert into holy water to take with me.
Yeah, he...
Oh, wait, I can't do it.
Used it already?
Yeah. Cleric, anyone? Can you make this holy water? Somewhere?
There are no other clerics in the keep right now.
Hello?
She doesn't have that, probably.
She could make it evil water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dump that on
it. Holy water.
Make it a zombie,
dump that on it. It's like evil dead, and she starts trying to bite your arm off.
But no, you guys can go. But it's going to be heal check. I'll give you a +2 to it, since you're using your religious knowledge to...
At this point, I'm putting my shield on the ground and my other sword back, and I'm pulling out my greatsword, and I'm ready to just lop her head off.
Is there any holy water up in this joint?
luck check.
Okay. Oh.
Your favorite check of all time.
Lady.
Oh, I need another.
And remember, you all have Benny Zen tokens to use.
That we haven't used when we were getting 42
even.
Things.
No, there is no holy water in the keep.
I want to throw it, but I want to hit your
Benny? Okay.
Computer.
It's unbelievable that there's no holy
Benny
water.
Benny.
I know, right? Thank you. I'm done.
Even the hard way. There is still no holy water in the keep.
Hold on.
I'm gonna. It doesn't matter.
One luck. One luck, Jeff. Okay. So are you going to examine her?
I'm finding my great sword.
I'm going to
get ready to lop her head off. I don't even care.
She's in the courtyard off to the side. I mean, basically, she's got a couple friends around her that are just trying to just in the rooms. I mean, nothing. They look like. Just from a quick glance when you get up there, they just look like normal wounds. You know, there's nothing.
In Michael's arm. What kind of cracking?
He was pretty effed
up
when
it,
we
it was
cut his head
up.
Off.
It's really hard. There's no easy way to tell. So
when
you
I
can make your heal
off,
check, add an additional +2 to it. And if anyone else wants to assist with it, you can.
I'll try.
There's only room for about 2 or 3 people around.
Well,
him,
I don't
so.
Have a heal modifier, so anybody that's around it does have
I've
a heal.
I've got one.
I've got a one
I
as
have
well.
A heal, but.
Yeah. Actually, no.
One.
The heal skill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
I have +7.
And you
yeah.
have a heal?
I have +1.
So roll your d20
one.
Now.
We all
have
least one.
We'll let her... She has +7.
You said 3, though.
Yeah, 1,
can
2,
this give me,
3.
Can I take a 20 if I use a...
Yeah. All right, she's using... Because, well...
Oh, I rolled a 20.
Okay.
She's critical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then you get your experience for it. I'm letting you do it.
I got a 17.
You're just going to add on to her...
Well,
so
27 total.
So I got
29.
Okay, 27, 29, so 31, 33 total. Okay. Because that's me, she's
mark
awesome.
Mark your
20.
I should have waited.
Yeah,
just
mark
it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It would have come out the same.
I would have awesome. Had
more.
Yeah. I feel awesome
so,
like
so, you check out the wounds. And it looks like there's some sign that there was some type of infection there, but she seems to have fought it off.
Oh.
Cut her head off.
By the same token, you look at the areas where, you get the idea, well, maybe I should take a look at the wounds that we all sustained. I'm just going to let that massive check carry over. And you check out, because you got hit, Black got hit, everyone.
And we all got
hit.
Hit
except for one guard.
Mm-hmm.
Took no damage. Hector and Black just have the faintest of scars. You know, well, they're not completely healed up, so you can see cuts and scratches and whatnot.
Great swords getting ready to lop your head off.
They're okay.
You don't even know me.
You don't know anything.
I'm. That's who I am. I mean, I'm not wanting to get sick with this.
You'll
my character
have guards
would be like,
jump, just so you know, you'll have guards jumping on
you. Hostility
is
noted, and I back away.
But Ysilbrilla, Anlita, and yourself, and one of the two guards, when you look at your wounds, they're inflamed and red with like little traceries coming off of them. Like you have some type of infection. Now,
okay.
With
it's Oakley.
I know.
With any kind of...
Baby's crying, is that all right?
She
like doesn't want to talk
with any kind of disease, what especially Black knows from her extensive, medical training...
His.
Good Lord, I have it that down. is that it's still possible for your body to fight off the infection... It takes a little while for any disease to incubate. It doesn't take effect right away. So over the next couple of days, you know, there's probably going to be a point in time where it hits you for gore.
And they're up to seven, by the way.
Okay, and you're gonna get a chance to basically, in game terms, make another fortitude save. And you'll have an opportunity to shake it off.
I'd like to channel energy.
Okay.
Will that help in this case?
Yeah. Okay. It won't get rid of the infection.
Why not?
Because it's an infection and disease doesn't work that way. You have to have the remove disease spell.
Oh, you can't heal a disease?
No. Healing heals physical damage. It's the difference between getting a cut and having to put Neosporin on the cut so it doesn't get infected, you know?
Okay. Is there any type of doctory type of person up in this establishment?
You guys are the most medically trained.
Are there any people? Stabs? Can you make stabs?
I don't think so. But the alchemy.
They always relied on the higher level clerics to heal any diseases.
Who didn't make it back, right?
No, they're out. Okay. No one knows exactly where they are right now. So basically, you've just got to give it
your time.
Some time and see what is going to happen. Any disease that does something that extreme usually doesn't act so quickly. You don't quite know what happened in Michael's case, but by and large, unless there are extenuating circumstances of some kind.
Like he might have already had syphilis, so move faster.
Who knows?
Yeah, he slept with
Lita.
Lockjaw Lita.
What's
your name?
Lockjaw Lita.
Lapplegar Lita.
Thank you.
So you've just got to give it some time.
Good old tetanus Lita.
And it. From the look that you got at it, to just have an idea of what the infection sort of looks like, the flesh, like in the middle of the cuts, like it's red on the outside, but right on the inside where it's the most healed, it looks necrotic. It looks like you have some type of disease that, given the right circumstances, if the disease kills you, you will turn into a zombie.
Okay, that's negative energy, so can I just... Bam! Nope.
Unfortunately, it does not work that way.
Can I just kill my own skin cells?
Nope.
Just scrape it off?
Nope. It
should lop off.
It's already in your bloodstream.
Cut off my arm.
Can I lop off her arm?
It's a magical disease. It's in her bloodstream.
And you're sure alchemical over here can't find a book and make a staff?
Make a luck check. See if there's any... I mean...
You can
ask around. It's a military type establishment, so...
Luck check. Nope.
Even.
I'll try one more time.
Benny, 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 Benny. Down. You actually find, like, some materials.
I can spin this on her, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to try it one more time.
Benny, Benny, Benny.
I've got
love
stuff to burn.
Love collecting bennies from my bears.
Nope.
Okay, you're screwed now.
Yep.
Yeah, there are no materials for you to make. Besides, the kinds of things that you make are more focused on dissolving and blowing things up and that, you know, that kind of stuff, not the healing type stuff. So even the hard way twice, and you're not even actually rolling it.
I know, I'm just
okay. All right, so the other thing that's been ascertained from this is that the sewers are apparently a threat as well. So,
I'm going to try and find a large rock.
They've already blocked it.
Okay.
Like, I mean,
as soon as we came out of it, they blocked it up.
Farron is not messing around.
Is that
around.
The only entrance?
Yes.
Did
as far as you know,
back down the sewer
as far as you know, you regular guardsmen and priests of the Battle Lord know, that's the only
other
entrance.
Well?
It's a well. You have no idea. Assumably, it's
like
just a well.
Shape shift and go up like drain pipes.
Become Avalos.
Okay. Are you going to channel energy a few more times and get everyone back up or to full?
Well, how long are we playing? Because I can only do it six times a day.
you are going to have, the opportunity real soon here to focus for your hour, which will replenish all those attempts. Yes, I'm gonna say that they replenish like your spells will. So when you pray for your spells, your divine energy is refilled. So if you want to use them to get people healed up and then go pray, then you'll get all your uses back.
My channel energy?
Yes. All your channel energy uses will come back and you'll be able to choose new spells
for. Is it always gonna be like this or just today?
Anytime you pray.
I just need to make sure, because that's not what the book says. So
it says once per day, but you haven't. It makes perfect sense to me that.
It's tied with your
spell memorization.
Okay.
If you have the opportunity to memorize spells, then your divine energy is going to rebuild.
Okay.
So,
just wanted to make sure.
Yes. So you can expend as many of your remaining attempts as you need to heal people up.
I will do it in this grouping, so it's that lady too.
Okay. It's only going to take one more. She'll be fine, but roll your d6.
2.
Okay, so how many hit points does everyone down?
That made me full.
Full. Okay, so 3. One more.
Oh, 7.
Okay, everyone is definitely...
Oh, me too. Okay.
Yeah, you're back up to... the other guards are standing close. They're like, huddle up! Everyone packing into 30 feet right around her. And Tempest! One more Tempest, please.
30 foot radius.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah, 60 feet around here.
You sure my necroticism doesn't rise
so
here?
Cool.
Actually, when you
oh my bad.
At this point, my guy is desperately looking for some spirits. By
I only have a 3 in perception. I thought I was a 5. It's the one above that. 5.
Okay. When you actually do that in this group setting, you sort of proselytize a little bit for Tempest, because that's what clerics do.
Does
the
blind man see?
No, it's not that, but you
you just drank it all.
Well, there's little bitlets.
Yeah, I just want to try. I want to try too.
But there's actually power, and I'm gonna offend anyone who's Catholic that's listening to this, but there's actually a call and response, little intonation that you do.
Oh, I
and it's
is it what
a zingy?
Is
I don't know if there's any left,
but it's
I think that's the
you sort of turn to the crowd and you say, "Valor be with you, and also with you."
Wouldn't it be Tempest be with you?
No. Valor be with you, and also with you. We lift up our hearts, we lift them up to the sword.
Nice.
Lord of battle.
Remind me to turn that off.
Go turn that off.
I'll bring that later.
So yeah, you heal everyone up. So you two, Black and Smith, will get a chance to... Smith and Black. We'll get a chance to rest up and pray. So if you want to choose different spells for the day, you're able to do so.
We need to do that now.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm gonna move on to the others so you can take a look at the book and choose your spells. You said you want to try and find some spirits.
Some spirits.
Make me a diplomacy check. It's going to be used as a gather information in this case.
Spirits as in dead people, or as in
alcohol.
Get my drink
I have a 9.
Okay. normally, because usually those associated with the Lord of Battle bite hard and tend to party hard as well. The only spirits that are around are being rationed by the quartermaster for disinfecting purposes.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, because everything is so tightly rationed, there's none available for imbibification.
If I cast bleed on an undead, does that heal it?
Yes. Does it say it's channeling negative? Does it say it's does negative? Anything about negative energy?
So it causes stabilized creatures to zoom dying.
So no.
Okay.
It will not heal an undead.
Okay, how do I get back to where it was?
Alt left arrow.
Thank you.
Okay, so Lita, what are you doing?
I am
looking at my spells.
You are not Lita, you're Black.
He's looking at
the
book.
He is looking at... Hand her the book.
Please.
Poor Favor.
239, I think. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm in the courtyard with some old rusty cans or something that whatever I could find.
All right.
Practicing with my whip.
You find some small bags and you set them on the edge of the well, and just trying to knock them because the well is deep enough. Some stones hitting the bottom are not going to mess with anything. So,
I have a very bad question.
No, it's fine.
What am I?
Cleric.
Okay.
I didn't know.
All right, and you're Silverland. What are you doing?
I don't really know. I'm just kind of like watching these people, I guess. I don't really know anyone yet. Yeah.
You see me walk around like, doom.
Gripe, grumble, grumble, gripe, grumble.
Can falls in front of me. I kick it as hard as I can.
Okay. You guys can continue choosing your spells, but we're going to move on here real quick. No, it's okay.
You can be my little pebble setter upper.
Yes. I'm really good.
Tink.
Okay.
Tink. Put this one in your head. Okay.
I would be all for that.
So
can I yield?
Yeah.
What's my one? What's my one? I have combat cast.
Yeah, that's just your concentration, Jax.
I forgot battle rage.
Mm-hmm. Rawr. So you guys are actually excused from a shift of duties today because you were volunteered to go down into the
poop hole.
Yeah, into the poop hole.
And I actually take this time to hopefully find water to take a bath.
I'm doing that too.
And clean up my armor.
I just go to the horse trough.
The horse trough is about your best bet. You're given permission to dipper water out of the well and refill it, but the horse trough is the closest thing that you guys ever had. So yeah,
just as long as I can clean all the shit.
Yeah, you guys can all clean the
shit off
your gear. I will
not be taking horse water.
Well, I mean, you can empty the trough and
right.
Oh yeah, bad experience with horses.
I will not be taking.
Curse washer. I thought you said the horse washer.
I have
curse
one.
You would.
No kidding.
No, you. Oh, if I take comprehend language, do I understand zombie ease? Are they intelligible at all?
Assuming it's a spoken language, you don't believe that it is.
Is it written?
No.
What is it?
It's not. She just made it
up. It's grumble, grumble, grumble.
They really have like no intelligence that we know of, so it's probably nothing.
Basically, it amounts to rage. It's like an alert.
It's
like listening to Elven if you're not an elf.
Wow.
Flower, tree, flower, bird, flower.
Deathwatch.
Deathwatch might be useful.
Ooh, I was double unlucky that time.
I don't know, y'all.
I had two ones and a six.
So you guys are able to actually get a little bit of leisure during the rest of this. The townsfolk, the serving staff of the keep are all pressed into service. You can see the quartermaster handing out spears and leather armor, even though they don't really know exactly how to use it.
You probably don't care about Deathwatch.
I go and drink a bunch of water then, all that I'm allowed.
You drink all the water you're able to. So the rest of the day passes. Basically, it's just preparations. I mean, unlike most places where you would imagine something like this would happen, there's not a whole lot of depression. Like, only those two nobles are still actively complaining about it, and they've refused to...
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey!
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey!
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and news shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.